Hallo, so schön, dass du da bist hier beim Podcast Happy, Holy and Confident, deinem Podcast fürs Herz und den Verstand. Mein Name ist Laura Marlina Seiler und meine große Vision ist es, so viele Menschen wie möglich für ihren eigenen spirituellen Weg zu begeistern, zu inspirieren, weil ich einfach in meinem Leben gemerkt habe, was es für einen unglaublichen Unterschied macht, wenn wir uns mit unserer inneren Welt auch beschäftigen, wenn wir nach innen gucken und wenn wir mit unseren Themen arbeiten, die da sind, mit unseren Ängsten, mit all dem, was uns davon abhält, wirklich vollkommen in unsere Kraft, in unser Licht zu kommen. Dafür gehe ich los, dafür bin ich hier, dafür gibt es diesen Podcast mit so fantastischen Gästen, Solo-Folgen, Meditation, um dich so gut ich kann auf deinem Weg zu unterstützen. Und danke einfach an dieser Stelle, dass du da bist, dass du hier bist und ich freue mich sehr auf diese Folge, denn Freunde der Sonne, wir haben hier heute im Podcast The Iceman Wim Hof zu Gast. Ein Mann, der mich schon sehr, 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 sehr inspiriert hat auf meinem Weg, denn Wim Hof ist unter anderem der Rekordhalter für das längste Eisbad. Dieser Mann ist einfach unglaublich. Er geht einfach in Badehosen verschneite Berge nach oben. Ist wirklich ein so... Ja, ich weiß auch nicht, dieser Mensch challenged einfach so sehr unser Denken, wie wir über den Körper denken, wie wir über die Welt denken, wie wir über uns selber denken, über unseren Geist denken. Und ja, also dieses Interview ist so geladen mit Energie, mit Kraft, mit Power und vor allen Dingen mit der Einladung, dich selber nochmal in einer ganz neuen Energie wahrzunehmen und dich selber auch liebevoll und auch kraftvoll zu challengen, deine eigenen Ängste anzugehen und immer wieder zu sehen und zu spüren, dass hinter unserer Angst unsere Freiheit liegt. Aber dafür müssen wir durch diese Angst gehen. Es geht nicht, dass wir die Angst irgendwie wegdrücken oder auf irgendeine Art und Weise versuchen zu betäuben, sondern diese Angst dient uns. Und in dem Moment, wenn wir durch diese Angst gehen, wenn wir sie fühlen und wenn wir uns erlauben zu vertrauen, dass dahinter etwas Großartiges auf uns wartet, kommen wir immer mehr und immer mehr einfach in Verbindung mit uns selbst und unserer Seele und dem Potenzial, was da ist. Also in diesem Interview geht es darum, wie du lernen kannst, deine Ängste zu überwinden, wie wertvoll Atemübungen sind, um überhaupt in Kontakt mit dir selber zu kommen, warum Mut so wichtig ist und wir sprechen auch sehr viel über das Thema Spiritualität und wie Wim Hof über das ganze Thema denkt. Und es ist wirklich, ich habe mich danach so energetisiert gefühlt nach diesem Gespräch und ich hoffe, dass es dir auch so gehen wird. Und bevor es losgeht, möchte ich dir gerne noch ein Geschenk machen. Und zwar kannst du dir jetzt auf meiner Webseite ein kostenloses Release and Let Go Special runterladen. Ich habe dir 3 wunderschöne Meditationen aufgenommen, die dich darin unterstützen können, zu vergeben, in der Tiefe zu vergeben. Weil ich in meinem Leben auch festgestellt habe, dass Vergebung wirklich das Number One Tool ist, sozusagen, um frei zu sein, um deine Lebenspower, deine Energie wieder zu dir selbst zurückzuholen. Und in die Selbstwirksamkeit zurückzukommen. Und dafür kannst du dir jetzt komplett kostenlos bei mir auf der Webseite diese 3 Meditationen runterladen. Du wirst dann auch E-Mails dazu bekommen mit Journaling-Fragen und ich werde dich ein bisschen begleiten, unterstützen auf dem Weg, dein Herz wieder ein wenig leichter werden zu lassen, in deine Selbstwirksamkeit zurückzufinden. Und ich würde mich riesig freuen, wenn du das für dich nutzt, wenn du da reingehst, weil Vergebung wirklich das ist, ja, was dir selber wieder dein Leben zurückgeben wird, was dir dein Herz zurückgeben wird und was dir dabei helfen wird, neue, kraftvolle Entscheidungen für deine Zukunft zu treffen und ja, glücklich zu werden, um es kurz zu machen. Also den Link zu dem Release and Let Go Special findest du in meinen Shownotes. Kannst dich jetzt kostenlos einfach dafür anmelden. Du bekommst es alles per E-Mail zugeschickt und kannst dann losmeditieren. Ich wünsche dir viel Freude dabei und let's go. Hier geht's los mit Wim Hof. Wie du deine Ängste überwinden kannst und dadurch dein Glück findest. I am so happy and excited to have you on the show. Thank you so much for your time. And it's really a pleasure talking to you. And I'm also so excited because I did so much work in the personal growth field, but you are the person with the ice in the cold where I'm still like tiptoeing around. So I feel like it's good that we talk because you are kind of my, in German, we say Endgegner, like my final biggest thing that I still have to conquer is my relationship with the cold. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your time and welcome on the show.
Thank you, Laura, for having me. Angstgegner. Yes, it's good to have a fear. A fear, any fear comes from the amygdala. It's in the midbrain. And we have not learned really how to get consciously into the midbrain, let alone the deep brain. But when we go into the cold, we learn to go into the deep brain. This has been shown now with neuroscientists I work with, that the deep brain stem is at work when you go consciously into the icy water. Because the cold water is really not only fear, yet it is survival. And that is deeper, in the deeper, deepest part of the brain. And once you get a hold of that, because anybody can do that. Anybody can do that. Of course, you too. But maybe you are very much in your thinking brain and soft to yourself, while this goes straight through the thinking into the deepest part of yourself. And on the way, you meet your fear. But you go even deeper. So I think when you go into the cold and learn to like it, to love it, then you will encounter absolute deep, deep spirituality, which is unknown, which is not in the books, which makes your soul unique. What is unique is you in the depth. And from there, you can venture anywhere else in your brain. This has been shown. That once you go regularly into the cold, you learn to have an access, neurological access into the deep brain. And when you are able to go into the deep brain or into the deepest part of the brain, then where else can you not go? And that's what I teach people. And here, it's very good to be open about your Angstgegner. Auf Deutsch können wir das alles auch, aber ich präferiere Englisch, weil das mache ich jetzt mal. So I speak in English. We both speak the same language, which is not our mother tongue.
Yeah, it's true.
That's all right. That's all right. So, yes. Nothing to fear about with the cold, because we are very much built to be able to endure icy water and adapt to that. And the promise therein is that once you learn to regularly go into the cold, you learn to create a neurological pathway strong like a cable inside the brain to the deepest part of the brain, by which the rest of the brain becomes accessible.
That's amazing. That's
The whole message.
Okay, you convinced me. You convinced me. After our interview, I'm going to take a really cold shower. But how, like, for, because I'm sure that thousands of people who are listening right now can kind of relate to my feeling that this moment, or in general, I mean, we can even speak about it broader, not only about the cold water. I mean, I think it's a beautiful metaphor also of all our fears, because I think we can agree on that the best of life is if we go through our fears and it's behind, right? But what is it inside of ourselves? Or what would you say also with your work, all the people you taught? What is it inside of us that keeps us from experiencing our truest self at the end? Because it is on the other side of fear. So what is it inside of us that we really have to conquer, that we allow ourselves to experience our deepest, truest self? Why do we block ourselves? I mean, that doesn't make sense, kind of on a spiritual level, or does it? I'm not sure. What's your perspective on it?
It makes absolute sense what you say. It shows the profile of the modern thinking beings, which is based on a lot of thoughts. Too much thinking brain, creating extension tools, making our lives comfortable. We live in a cocoon of self-created through our thoughts, kind of lifestyle, and thus a reality, by which we do not stimulate the deep brain anymore. So we get dualism. We get a reality within us, which is there, but it is dormant. It's like sleeping. What happens when you think a lot, and when you go a lot into thinking brain, then 25% less blood flow will go to the rest of the brain. Thus, it is on a standby. It's not really alive. So when we go into the cold on a regular basis and do some good breathing, before going, then we learn to access neurologically into the deepest part of the brain. And from there, we get a sense a sense of life. But it is through these exercises that the deep brain is activated, survival brain, the brain stem. By which the blood flow suddenly goes into the deepest part of the brain. And then it becomes alive. And then our fears, we can go past our fears. We have a greater power within our brain. So suddenly we can go to the deepest. And a little less deep is where the amygdala exists, is the part of the brain that deals with stress and fear. And that those stress mechanisms, it's logical. When you go into the cold, it's stress. You're going to meet stress. We are built to be able to go into that. But still, it is stress. But now it's safe, because we know what is going to happen. It's going to be freezing fucking cold. Yeah, but you have a power that is bigger from the inside. Once you go in, it will be activated inside your hormonal secretion, like adrenaline and dopamine. They will be released in the body. And then from the inside, you become stronger in the body. And then suddenly the cold is no longer as an aggressive impact. You pushed it to meet the cold. The cold comes in, you push it from the inside through the hormonal secretions, and then suddenly you are very able to stay in the cold. That is what we miss normally in our daily lives. We miss that adrenal push. We miss that push of dopamine. We think when we look at Instagram for our likes, or get a car or get something, a present, or somebody is coming, we get a dopamine. But the dopamine is there when we meet stress and we overcome it. That is the natural evolution of growth, of growing into your spirit, is to meet your challenges, which is fear. Fear is a signal, and it is a messenger. It says, you are not ready to take this on. But now go step by step into it, and you will overcome. And then you get dopamine. Yes, that is the way it works. So when we go into the icy water, we know we are not going to go die. It's going to be stressful initially, but very soon we have a power activated inside that is meeting the cold impact. You're pushing it until you meet it. The power of the cold comes upon your body, and then you make your body from the inside. It makes itself strong through adrenaline, dopamine, that you don't feel the cold anymore. That is the whole exercise. And then you are able, because you are doing it, to exercise the same. And now it effectively will show that you are able to confront your fears or the stressful situation you are afraid of. And then your body becomes strong from it. It knows exactly the answer. That's the life's development. That is the spiritual growth. That is by which the neurology in our brain, which is about expanding the neurology, is expanding consciousness. That is the purpose of this soul. Soul wants to grow. We should not make our life so comfortable because of our thinking brain, because then the whole of our body and mind is not alive. And then we become bored. We become depressed, because we don't have the necessary building blocks inside. We are deflating. It's like you should inflate into the life. Take it all in and work it out, like processing. We are very much built to be able to do that. And that it gives us purpose. Then there is no depression. Then there is no sickness, no inflammation. You feel purpose. That's the soul. And so the soul wants to grow through your body, through your neurology. And so the cold, when you go into the cold, you learn to access into the deepest part of the brain and create a neural pathway. And from there, you will learn to go into any part of the brain. Then there is no fear anymore. Or you listen to the fear as a messenger, and he will take you, and you will be able to overcome what is presented. That is the way we are built. Only we are not schooled that way in our schools. We are not. We are maybe schooled for careers and to be part of a system. But we should be able to take on any problem in our life as the life's lessons, to grow naturally, to expand our consciousness. We get it presented naturally. It's all natural. But we thought we are stronger than nature. We make nature. We will create bridges and rockets and buildings and rules and ethics, etc. And then we get lost inside. But a person who believes and thrives on his gut will always be in connection with God himself, the presence, the omnipresence, the whole thing. And it is all with a purpose. And only then you will feel the purpose when you grow. And when you have no fear, or you use fear, you love fear as your teacher, as your messenger. He brings you to a place and you are ready to overcome, then the messenger will go. It's all very logical. But now we are dealing with fears and we think it as something negative. Something, it's terror. Yes, because you got to learn your lessons. It's there for, not for nothing. Don't be disrespectful to the inner nature of who we are and what we are. Follow it. Trust. Have confidence. Through your gut, you are able to distinguish what is really good and what is not good. It's all there. For that, we go into the icy water to reconnect with the deepest part of the brain. And from there, we get a hold over our brain at will. And then we can take on whatever is going. Because the unlimited power of the mind, yes, it's not just in songs, it's real. It's in connection. Unlimited means there is no limit, but there is no limit in the omnipresence as well. And so it is in omniscience, because it is everywhere. And so it is in omnipotency. And we are able to connect with that, to fulfill and to expand our consciousness until we become one with it all. It's only logic. And if it is not, we will live in stress because the body wants to learn. Our vehicle wants to drive, to ride, to serve the consciousness, to serve the soul, driven by love, driven by happiness, strength, health. Once you are back in the core, you become healthy, happy, strong, full of purpose. And everybody will see it, and you will heal everybody because we are born holy, not half, holy. Only when we leave our holiness inside, that is God, that is who we are, and that's more than a church or temple or mosque. It's inside our sacredness every moment. If that is respected, then nothing can go wrong. There we are, Laura.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much. I can agree on everything you said. And there are a few points I would just like to highlight a bit because I think they're really important. So one thing you said in the beginning is that the activation of the hormones, like of dopamine, it happens once you are in the water. It doesn't happen before you go into the water. And I think this is something people, especially maybe my generation or the society we live in, we always expect pleasure. We want pleasure right away and we don't do things that don't feel good right away. And I think what you are saying or the way I understand it also in regards to other things we do that are actually good for us, first you have to make the step, you have to the leap into the unknown, kind of into the cold, into this stress moment. And then you are rewarded once, like you said, once the inside meets the outside. And I think this is so important to understand that to not wait that it feels good so you can do it. You have to do it and then it feels good. So it's the other way around than how most people approach life, I think.
That is great. It's a very good explanation. Good resume. You have to go into it to meet the unknown. Because everybody, what is known to one person might be of help to another person to go, to do, to go into the unknown, which is, he cannot know through him telling, yeah, this is sick, this was the experience, and this is what I met, and this is what I saw. No, the person itself needs to go and to go into the experience through his body and through his mind to like a building stone. He will need it and he will only see it afterwards. Yeah. Not copy, because a copy doesn't fit in the building you are making, in the temple you are making for yourself. There is so much we can learn through reading, but at a certain moment, you have to
do it.
Own book. Yeah. And that is unique, because we are all unique. We should try to find our uniqueness, which cannot match with somebody else or by copying somebody else. It's just not there. And so we are doing the studies, and it shows that hormesis, that is self-inflicted acute stressful exercise, is able to activate the deepest within us. And once that happens, you get a hold over the deepest in the person. And then we are able to go out and experience life and take on a life's lessons without fear, because we are okay. We are in connection. This is what I learned by climbing without gear, no ropes, climbing rocks, high rocks. I learned to read the mountain. No fear, I learned to read, and then I felt okay. Then there was no fear. Then I knew there I can do it. I just don't think, I just do it. I did it so many times. That is the way the physiology of ours works. It works in a way that you take on your challenges, you feel your challenges, you can see it, and you make your specific, original, individual steps. Mm. And then there is no fear, because you calculated already before you go into the realization of your goal, into what is happening. Because the body is not stupid, but it's very intelligent. It's the gut feeling, the instinct, the intuition. Those are really wisdom gatherers. They bring you exactly by method, with mathematical precision, in time and space, anything you need to go endure the realization of your goal, which is uniquely to you. What if I go 1 centimeter too much in an abyss, when I walk through an abyss, because I've copied somebody else? Hey, you yourself, in yourself, knows with mathematical precision what is going to happen even in the days to come, in space and time. This is all, it's all there inside. And it depends on your intuition and instinct, or it depends on your connection with your deeper systems inside yourself. Mm. You got it?
Yeah, I get it.
Is what you learn by going into hormesis. Hormesis, self-inflicted acute stressful exercise, going into the icy water. I do the studies with DNA researchers, and they see if you follow that, if you take that on, then suddenly you're able to be without, say, depression. Because there's no stress, because you are in connection. There is only stress if it isn't fed well neurologically. If your mind is constantly here and not in the rest of the brain, interacting with the brain to endure what is going to happen. If the body is not ready or half ready, then fear will come, because you are not ready. It knows what is going to happen. But you are not ready, and it knows that you don't see things happening at that moment, because you are half alive in dualism inside the brain. You are not the master of the situation. You are not yourself. And once we become fully aware, body awareness, awareness of emotions, awareness, the emotional body, physical body, mental body, all these bodies, all these realities, once that is fully alert, then fear disappears. And you are fully, simply there. very able to use the vehicle to realize your soul. This is where I go. This is what I show in science, in brain scans, in the blood, how to beat disease, how to beat inflammation. And they cannot go around that, but still not take it up, because our society is not built to make people fully happy, strong, and healthy.
Yeah, our economic system would break down if everyone would be happy and healthy and would like themselves, then our entire system wouldn't work anymore.
Exactly. And we would not need political systems to rule over us. We are kings and queens within. This is science. Eh? The corona radiata, corona, not the coronavirus, but the corona radiata means the radiant crown. Those are the nerve endings inside every brain. But because we don't know how to activate 100% of our brain, that's why the corona radiata, the crown, the symbol of the kings and the queens, the emperors, the ones who rule over us, it is not working within us.
Yeah.
Because we are wrongly schooled. We are not into developing the human beings fully. We want to fool them to fit into a system. And then you get these crazy kings and presidents and dictators, etc. Because we have no hold over 100% of our own brain. That's what I teach. What I teach is learn to own your own brain. Then you become a king. Then you become a queen. You rule over your land. You rule with love and prosperity. That is a person who is healthy, happy, and strong. A happy man does not go to war. A happy man is not into possession. He is just happy. Yet our system makes us go for money and more and competitive and into war and then into disease and into dependency. There's always somebody better than me, or you are lower than me. It's not. It's we are fooled. And so whoever it does, I don't care. What I care is I love everybody, but we have to go back to Mother Nature.
Yes.
The care of Mother Nature, being in harmony with nature.
Absolutely.
And until that is not happening, I make people wake up by going into the ice, by doing breathing exercises so deeply that they de-traumatize, that they are able to solve their traumas past the conditioned mind and body. And yes, this is what I do, and this is what you do. And I salute your work,
Thank you. Your being. Dito.
Thank you.
Let's make it really practical, because I think many people who are listening are right now really inspired and are like, okay, I want to know how. Like how, I mean, you said go into the ice, do the breath work, but for someone who really is just taking showers with 40 degrees and is like never stepping into the cold, did never do any breath work, how do we start? What would you say are the things you can really do on a daily basis? Let's talk about like a time frame of a month. So let's make like an Wim Hof Iceman challenge here. 30 days, what should we do? How should we start? How can we maybe deepen the practice? What would you say are the most important elements we should integrate? And also what I was wondering, maybe you can also go into this a little bit deeper, because most of us, as you said, we are not schooled to listen to our soul, to our intuition, to our deepest self. Our minds are very strong because we are just talking to them all the time, or the mind's talking to us. Do we have a mantra or something? Like, how do you talk to, what is Wim Hof's inner dialogue? Like, how do you talk to yourself? How do you talk to your mind? Maybe you can give some inspiration about this, because most people have this really hard, shaming inner voice. Like this, I always call it bullshit FM, like this radio station that is telling them all the time what you said, comparing yourself, thinking you don't have enough, blah, blah, blah. How do you get into this, let's say, king or queen radio station inside of your head that is helping you to do the things that are actually really right for you and that don't promise you something that feel in the first 10 minutes good, like a pizza? Of course, it feels good to eat a pizza in the first 10 minutes, but afterwards you feel shit like for the rest of the night. So how do we get really into this healthy, loving, to really connect to this beautiful part of ourselves that really loves us so much that it helps us to take steps now that are uncomfortable, but who really give us ourselves back on the long way? There were many questions. Sorry, but...
Yes. No, very good. I got it. First thing, don't think it is difficult. You are your soul already. Without the soul, we stink in one day. That's number one. Two, how to access into the power of our mind. How to learn to own our mind. That is the question here.
Yeah.
Because the mind rules over the body. Psychology over physiology. I did the studies. And yes, it is able to be retrieved in a day. So how to gradually go into the icy water, say tomorrow to the people who are listening, go 15, 20 seconds into cold water, like shower. It's not even cold now. You know, it's not really cold. But then the day after, you do the double. And the day after, three times. And then four times. So from 15 seconds to 30 to 45 to 1 minute. When you reach 2 minutes in the cold, then you are very able to go for 2 minutes into icy water. Because your vascular system is built to go into icy water. For that, it needs to contract well. And that is what the cold shower does. And very soon you are in your natural condition. Say that's 8 days. Then you are able to go into the icy water. But in 1 day or in 1 hour, you can try out the breathing exercises. On a sofa, on a bed, never in the water. Don't do that. For that, you do free diving courses, not here, because it can be deadly, so strong it is. Yes? So, when you do the breathing, you follow the app, then you will be able to tap into the autonomic nervous system.
Yes.
And the autonomic nervous system normally was known, maybe yogis can do it after 20, 30 years. You can do it within a half hour now. What that means is that you learn to access into the immune system, into the hormonal system, and the cardiovascular system. Those are the deeper systems that when you access into it, you learn to directly have connection, contact with that what makes you feel good. So if you do these breathing exercises, you will go into the adrenal axis, makes you strong. You feel it.
And happy.
Dopamine, yeah. Serotonin. Cannabinoids, even opioids, the painkillers, natural painkillers, it's all there. Do it well on a sofa or in bed. Not standing, maybe sitting, that's okay, but not outside when you are in a car, not in the don't. Yeah. This is really strong. So to the listeners, I tell, try it out.
Yes.
And this is the way we have, through science, showing how to access into the physiology deeper than ever before in science was known. If we go back into our society, the beginning of the conversation, people are stressful, they have depressions, inflammation, and this is our society. The technology is everywhere, but where is our health and happiness and strength, which should be unconditionally there? That is our nature. Our spiritual nature is to be happy, strong, and healthy. So if there is a mantra I use for every day, then here it comes. Be happy, be strong, and be healthy. The rest is bullshit. Don't take on the bullshit, because it is not you. Because the true physiological, psychological nature of ours is to be happy, strong, and healthy. Happiness is based in the endocrine system. That is the hormonal system. Dopamine, serotonin, adrenaline. It's all there.
Yeah.
It works if you are just giving yourself a good connection inside your brain, which is connected to the whole of your body. But if you think only the way you are systemized and schooled, then all the blood flow goes there. You should go in the whole of the brain. Then you become alive. Then the electrical signals, the nervous system, the light will go everywhere. And then you become happy, strong, and healthy.
Yeah.
It's all there. So the mantra, happy, strong, healthy, is who we are and what we are. The rest is bullshit. And whatever is the bullshit, wherever that came from your past, from your schools, from your divorce, from your dog shitting in your bedroom, in your bed, I don't care where it comes from. It is bullshit. It is not yours. You are all to be happy, strong, and healthy anytime, because you are the owner of your own mind. You are the spirit who needs to go in this life. And it is all built after millions of years to be perfected. Only we think we are better. We think we can do better. It's pathetic. Yet, there we are. This is the way we are schooled. And now, practically, I bring it to the people. I show it through the signs. If you do cold shower a day, keeps the doctor away. It has a whole history behind it, but I keep it simple. Just keep it always simple for yourself. Make yourself happy, strong, and healthy. Train, exercise, like your dog needs to go outside. Your skin needs stimulation, not clothes all the time. It needs stimulation of cold, heat, and stress upon. It's all the receptors work with the inner power of our physiology. And so if it's stimulated, then the cardiovascular system works. Superb, amazing, natural. And that's why we take cold showers, to bring back the stimulation on the biggest organ of ours, which is the skin. And so when we do that, that's why we feel so good. And then you increase every day, 50 seconds one day, 30 seconds a second, etc., up till 2 minutes. That's one. Two, the breathing. If you do the breathing, you could start to see how strong that is. Amazing, right? And if you do 30 times breathing while you sit on the ground, And the last one, you take fully in, let it go, and hold, and then do push-ups. Then you will see, without air in the lungs, you will do more push-ups than normally with breathing.
Yeah.
It's amazing how you can influence the biochemistry of the body. It's amazing. And with that, we learn to cleanse the body. And once our body is cleansed of a residual stressful activity resulting in biochemical debris, like shit, then we feel great. Because we naturally should feel great.
Yeah.
But now we give the tools, and they are not difficult. They are scientifically looked into. They don't make money, but they give you more worth, more value than anybody can buy. That is your health, your happiness, and your strength. There it is.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And I agree. I work with your breathing technique since, I don't know, like a long time. And it's amazing whenever I do them. It's, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you feel like in a positive way. Like, I never took drugs, but I think it feels, I imagine like that it's like as if you take drugs like this, you're just happy, flowy, and strong. Like, you feel so connected. And yeah. So I think, I mean, it's amazing that there's so much science behind it. And I know all the science. It's amazing. And I think you actually just need to experience it. And then you just know it's good. I mean, this is, right? Yeah. One last thing I would like to dive into with you is spirituality, because in the beginning of our conversation, you already mentioned God and you mentioned our soul and the connection of everything. And I'm like, I feel so strongly connected to source, to God, to my own spiritual path. And I believe that for all the problems we have in this world, we, in the first moment, we need a spiritual solution in the way of our consciousness. If we don't develop from our consciousness, we can have whatever political or economic solution. It won't work if we are not there with our heart. So what is your definition of spirituality? And how would you say, what is God for you? Because I think what is so beautiful when we talk about spirituality, that it's not religion. It's not something dogmatic. It's a very personal, individual, beautiful relation you have with source, whatever it is. And I think it's so beautiful to talk about it. Like, how does your relationship with God look like? What is God for you? And how would you maybe invite someone who is very critical about spirituality to at least open up to connecting maybe just a little bit so that you just give yourself this chance to experience yourself in this connection? Because I think this is the home of our soul. And if we don't go home, we will always feel kind of lost, I think.
Yes, I think so too. I'm doing work right now with neuroscientists all over the world. And it looks like we found ways to get into the brain sort of impossible. Mm. And that means we are able to consciously get into parts of the brain which is not being taught in our schools. Yet, it is able to enter into our brain where we become confident. Mm. Confidence, for example, confidere with belief. That means our confidence comes from our ability to maintain our cool, to maintain our identity amidst the greatest of stress, amidst of all the confusion around us, staying determined in our path and to have a deep connection within that knows I'm going to do it. I'm determined, and I find confidence, belief, comfort, empathy, power in all that. That is our natural state once we work upon ourselves. And this is the last part of my method. One is the cold, one is the breathing, and now comes the spirit itself in the mind, in the brain. And I am doing the brain scans, and it shows now that through these practices, you get a hold, as we talked about it, of the deepest part of the brain. And once you go into the deepest part of the brain, you learn to go, hey, if I go to the deepest, then I can go anywhere. And then it is a question of exercise. What do you believe in? Do you believe in yourself? Or do you believe in what people say you are and have to do all the time? You get a better hold over yourself, a better confidence in who and what you are. Because that's the only thing that makes sense inside. And we lost this, but here it is back. And I'm showing this in brain scans. So brain scans do not lie. They just show data. They show images, and blood shows markers. And there we got the proof. We now have the key. The keys found of the autonomous brain. Autonomous was outside of our will. Now we found the keys of that part of the brain, which we can learn to willfully control, use, and open up the power within our own brain, by which naturally comes in confidence and trust and safety and purpose. That point now has been reached, and I'm into the studies to make sure it gets distributed, spread all over the world, that everybody has now the possibility to open up to the full capacity of their own brain. And with that comes the unlimited power of the mind, which is only logical. Yes. And that is all to realize our soul, the purpose of life, through love, love for the existence, love for life, love for the purpose, love for our soul, love for our children, the family, the tribe, the people, my friends, the animals, the trees, everything. That is oneness with it all. And that is the capacity which we have now as a choice. This is what I give people. Make it not difficult, not complicated. You don't need to go 20 years into yoga to understand the depth of your soul and how the chakras and the antakarana and the samadhis and the etc. I can go on and on and on and on. But it is not difficult. It is not complicated. It is simply now here. This is my work to show that we got so confused that we do not know who we are. And that is the craziest of all. We have been brought into thinking so of something else, by which we are not in the direct frequency of who and what we are. We are our spirit. We are here to realize our soul in the finest of frequencies. And now we have to learn to master the brain like a radio, tune the frequency, the brain waves, to receive exactly what we need to receive and to work out. So it is all there, Laura. And through these podcasts, we spread the message that everybody has a beautiful soul, a beautiful mind, and the rest is bullshit, guys. So get them on from now on. Believe in yourself. Confidere, confidence is with belief. Invest into yourself, into your beautiful self, until it is fully cleansed of all the impurities. And that is not to be antagonistic to society. No, you become a lovable person. You become a happy person, healthy and strong. This will make the society a paradise. Not the regulations and ethics and morals and money-making scheme and being dependent on political politics, etc. Let them go. Let them go. It's time. Time for yourself. Take it on and make a direct connection with the depth of yourself and become who you are and what you are. So beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree. I think there's no more important work we can do than our spiritual work and the connection to ourselves and to our souls. So thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. And the very last question, are there any workshops you do this year when someone maybe wants to join you, or what is the best way you would say for someone who would like to really work with you, maybe in your online courses, in the app? I will link everything, but is there something for this year maybe you would say, come there, do this, or like, is there anything you could recommend to connect with you?
Yeah, I got a team who's working with me and they set up workshops. I'm just coming into the space.
Perfect. Okay. Then I will link everything.
Yeah. In the summertime, they're like next month in Spain.
Oh, nice.
Then back in the winter, possibly will do. You are in Germany, isn't it?
Yes.
No, where in Germany?
In Berlin.
Ah, Berlin. Wie schön. Was eine schöne Stadt, Berlin. Yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful place. And I love to go be there. Love to go there. So together with my wife and their child, we go there. We got friends over there. And it's just the atmosphere is really nice.
Yeah, it's true. Well, when you're there the next time, let me know. I'd be happy to meet you. It would be amazing.
Keep your address.
Yeah, I will do that.
You're a good woman, Laura. You're doing great work. You are filling vacuums, like holes, like shot holes, bullet holes, and you heal. And that makes you a holy person. Healing, not of the church or this or that. We are here to be holy, not half holy.
Holy.
And that's what we do.
That is what we do. Thank you, Wim. It was such a pleasure talking to you. Really, thank you so much for your energy, for everything you bring to this world, for really helping people to wake up, to connect to themselves, to work with their bodies. And really just thank you, thank you, thank you. I wish you all the best from the bottom of my heart. And just thank you for the conversation. Thank you. Ich hoffe, dass du gerade ganz viel für dich mitnehmen konntest aus diesem Interview und ja, spürst, wie viel Power in dir ist, wie viel Kraft in dir ist und wie wertvoll es ist, wirklich die eigenen Ängste anzugucken, da reinzugehen und für sich selber zu schauen, wie du die überwinden kannst, wie du ja, da einfach losgehen kannst, um in deine Kraft reinzukommen und dein Leben zu leben nach deinen eigenen Vorstellungen. Und wie immer freue ich mich natürlich, wenn du bei Instagram vorbeischaust, @LauraMarlinaSeiler und mir deine Gedanken zu der Folge heute dalässt. Und dann, wie gesagt, gibt es ein kostenloses Special von mir gerade, ein Freebie, was du dir runterladen kannst, wo du Mails von mir bekommst mit 3 Meditationen und Journaling-Fragen zum Thema Vergebung, Loslassen, das Herz wieder frei machen von altem Schmerz. Und komplett kostenlos, kannst du jetzt anmelden, kannst reingehen, kannst du dich selber wieder spüren. Es ist eine ganz, ganz, ganz schöne Meditation. Ich hoffe, dass sie dir ganz viel schenken werden. vor allen Dingen Liebe. Und ja, freue mich, wenn es dir gefällt. Freue mich natürlich auch von dir zu hören. Kannst mir immer gerne bei Instagram schreiben, mich verlinken, wenn du die Meditation machst. Ich freue mich da auch immer sehr, das zu sehen. Und wünsche dir jetzt einen wunderschönen Tag. Vielen, vielen Dank auch für die wunderschönen Rezensionen, die ihr mir schreibt. Ich habe hier von iTunes vom Podcast ein paar Rezensionen, die ich gerne noch teilen möchte. Mara Frey schreibt, danke, so oft schon kam genau zur richtigen Zeit genau die richtige Folge aus diesem Podcast zu mir. Ich höre diesen Podcast regelmäßig und es hilft mir unglaublich. So oft triffst du die Themen, die mich gerade beschäftigen, sprichst die Worte, die ich gerade brauche für neue Kraft, mehr Ruhe und Gelassenheit, für neuen Mut und Inspiration. Danke, Mara. So schön. Mal Danke sagen, schreibt Supi 445533211. Danke für deinen Podcast. Ich freue mich auf jede Folge. Sehr heilsam, berührend und einfach balsam für die Seele. Du bist so authentisch und deine Art geht direkt ins Herz. Mega schön. Vielen, vielen Dank. Gesi Goose schreibt, Hammer Show. Danke immer wieder für unglaublich tolle Impulse, deine wundervolle Energie und die engagierte Arbeit eures Teams. Genialer Podcast. So schön. Wirklich vielen, 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 vielen Dank für eure Liebe. Ich freue mich da von Herzen drüber. Danke für alles, was ihr auch als Feedback reingibt zum Podcast. Und ja, damit verabschiede ich mich heute. Besos und hab einen wunderschönen Tag, für dich von Herzen umarmt. Rock on und Namaste, deine Laura.